Hello, wonderful parent. It is me, Inara, and I am so glad you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something. Many parents are reaching out with a concern that feels really heavy on their hearts. Their child has been taking things that do not belong to them, from school, from stores, from other children, and it is happening regularly. And if this is you, I want you to take a deep breath with me right now, because I have something important to tell you. You are not alone in this. This is not a sign that your child is bad or that you have failed as a parent. In fact, what is happening is something beautiful, even though it does not feel that way right now. Your child is in the middle of a crucial learning phase, and the magic book has shown me some wonderful insights that I think will help you see this differently. So settle in, and let us talk about what is really happening in your child's brain, and how you can guide them with love and patience through this developmental moment. When children between the ages of 5 and 6 take things that do not belong to them, they are navigating one of the most important phases of moral development. Research shows us that their brains are actively building the neural pathways for impulse control, understanding ownership, and making choices based on values. This is not a character flaw. This is brain development in action. Think about it this way. Your child's brain is like a cosmic construction site right now. The executive functioning skills that help them understand cause and effect, that help them pause before acting on an impulse, that help them think through consequences, these are all still being built. The prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for decision-making and impulse control, is still developing and will continue developing well into their 20s. So when your child sees something they want and reaches out to take it, even though they know it belongs to someone else, their impulse is often stronger than their ability to stop themselves. This does not mean they are being defiant or manipulative. It means their brain is learning. And here is something else the magic book taught me. At this age, children are also developing their understanding of ownership. What does it mean for something to belong to someone? How do invisible rules about property work? These are complex concepts that take time and experience to fully understand. Your child is literally learning what it means to respect other people's belongings, and that learning happens through gentle guidance, not punishment. Experts in child development tell us that this behavior typically peaks around ages 5 to 6, precisely because this is when children are testing boundaries and developing their moral compass. Tracy Whitney from Creating a Family reminds us that taking things is part of normal child development. The StatPearls research emphasizes that at ages 5 to 6, children are learning adult social skills like apologizing for mistakes and understanding rules more deeply. They are building the foundation for integrity and respect for others. So what can you do to help your child through this learning phase? First, stay calm. I know that is easier said than done, especially if you feel embarrassed or worried about what this means. But your calm presence is exactly what your child needs right now. When you respond with patience instead of anger, you are teaching them that mistakes are opportunities to learn, not reasons to feel shame. Second, help them understand ownership in concrete ways. Label your children's belongings with their names or special colors. When you go through their backpack together and find something that does not belong to them, approach it matter-of-factly. This does not have your name on it. Let us return it to its owner. This teaches the concept of ownership without creating shame. Third, provide supervision during vulnerable moments. If you know your child struggles with taking things, increase your presence. Shop together with close supervision. Work with their teacher to create a plan that limits opportunities while they are building these skills. Your presence also allows you to catch them making good choices, and praising those moments is so powerful. Fourth, teach them how to make amends. When they do take something, help them return it and apologize. Model the words if they need help. I am sorry I took your toy. Here it is back. This teaches them that mistakes can be repaired and that taking responsibility feels better than hiding. And here is where stories can be such a gentle helper. In the book of Inara, we have a story called The Cosmic Traffic Controllers, where Theo and Miles face a choice between staying silent and doing the right thing. They discover that choosing to do what is right, even when it is hard, helps restore order and fairness in the universe. When you read this story with your child, you can talk about how Theo and Miles had to make a choice, just like your child makes choices every day about respecting other people's belongings. Stories give children a safe way to explore these big concepts without feeling like they are being lectured. The magic book has taught me that children learn best through stories because they can see themselves in the characters and practice making good choices in their imagination first. Remember, wonderful parent, this phase is temporary. With your patient guidance, your child is building the skills they need for a lifetime of integrity and respect for others. Every time you stay calm, every time you help them understand ownership, every time you guide them to make amends, you are strengthening those neural pathways. You are teaching them that they are capable of making good choices, even when it is hard. I see you. I see how much you love your child. I see how worried you are. And I want you to know that you are doing beautifully. Your child is learning, and you are the perfect guide for this journey. Keep showing up with love and patience. Keep teaching them gently. And trust that this developmental phase is leading them exactly where they need to go. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. With love and starlight, Inara.